Ron Nirenberg's campaign headquarters was a one-time car lot across Broadway from Maverick Park. This is where former mayors Phil Hardberger and Julian Castro also set up shop and forged paths to the mayor's office. Now it was Nirenberg's turn. At 7 p.m. Saturday, when the early voting totals were posted online by the Bexar County Elections Office, it was clear that Nirenberg's victory was almost a certainty. And as Election Day ballot results came in, his margin grew, ending the night with 55% of the vote against Ivy Taylor's 45%. The election watch event quickly turned into a party and a celebration. As Nirenberg took the stage to speak to his frenzied supporters, he offered a gracious salute to Taylor.
Well, I first want to thank Ivy Taylor, our mayor, for her years of service. It's not easy to do the work that we do, as any family member can attest. It takes a lot of time, it takes a lot of energy, and I want to thank our mayor for the service to our city.
Nirenberg's victory over Taylor was unexpected by many outside of his campaign, and Nirenberg told the gathering that the key to winning was old-fashioned retail politics, which requires sweat, shoe leather, and talking to people one-on-one.
This campaign was run at the doors. This was run on the phones. This was run door-to-door to make sure that every San Antonian got a chance to bring their voice to the table. And tonight, to the voters, they got it right.
Former Mayor Julian Castro endorsed Nirenberg. He said the victory, along with many of the city council races, is proof that San Antonio is a progressive city that wants progressive leadership.
There's no question that there has been a shift to the left. This city is not in the pocket of right-wing radio or conservative politics. It's a more center-left city than that.
Castro, a Democrat, also said Nirenberg's strong performance at the ballot box is a reaction to the hard right turn in national politics with Republican President Donald Trump. And he said this election was also a rejection of what some called mudslinging tactics by the Taylor campaign, which created a website called Liberal Ron.
Unfortunately, the Taylor campaign attacked Ron as liberal. It looks like that backfired.
Nirenberg will enter the mayor's office with a city council where 6 of the 10 council seats are occupied by new members. He said his first priority is dealing with transportation.
A mass transit system, one of the options is rail. It's, SA Tomorrow clearly outlined mass transit as an important priority for the next 30 years of San Antonio. We can't afford to wait another generation before we look for the future of transportation in San Antonio. So one of my priorities is to develop a strategy for us to get there.
During the campaign, Nirenberg was critical of Taylor's record on public safety and the labor contract that the Police Officers Association won under Taylor. He called it bad for the city's overall budget.
My goal, regardless of benefits and salaries, is to make sure that we have contracts that are structurally balanced so that we can grow those departments as the city grows. That's my only concern. I let those folks who want to, that have to, deal with the specifics of benefits and salaries to work that out so that it's a contract that everyone can live with, that we can afford. But my only goal for the city is to have a structurally balanced department. That's it.
Nirenberg also pledged continued support for pre-K for SA and robust opposition to the state's anti-sanctuary cities law, which some have called the Show Me Your Papers law. Taylor opposed a lawsuit challenging SB4, but a majority on the council reportedly supported it.
We have decided we are moving forward with a lawsuit because that's our next course of action on a law that is bad for San Antonio and bad for Texas.
Nirenberg's campaign slogan was, "The City You Deserve." What that means may become apparent after Nirenberg and the new council members are sworn in. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.